Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The explosion that rocked a hotel under construction could take months to repair. It happened yesterday at a building under construction downtown at Texas and Austin. News 88.7's Tom Perumian.
Six construction workers were injured in the blast. They were rushed to Memorial Hermann Hospital with cuts, burns, and lacerations. The hotel represents a new dual branding of Holiday Inn Express and Staybridge Suites, both owned by IHG Holdings, and catering to the nightly guest and long-term stays. Now everything is on hold as safety inspections are underway and a search for the cause of the explosion of a commercial tankless water heater is located. The building's owner, New Way Hospitality, has not responded to a request for comment. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
It's day three of the federal government shutdown. That's after Senate Democrats and Republicans failed to pass a spending bill in a fight over health care. State Representative Lizzie Fletcher told Houston Matters Democrats want to see an extension of expiring tax credits. That's to reduce a rising cost of premium health insurance plans.
I've gotten letters from the Greater Houston Partnership, from the Texas Medical Center, from community health clinics, and federally qualified health centers. We are talking about what it's going to mean for people who live in our community, and it is disastrous.
Another funding deal has failed to pass in the Senate. A major beach restoration project starts next week in Galveston. It's focused on the island's West End Beach. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Texas General Land Office are helping with the effort. The city says it'll add about 2 miles of new sand to help with coastal erosion. Local teams in action this weekend. The University of Houston plays Texas Tech at home tomorrow night. The Texans are in Baltimore Sunday to play the Ravens. Mostly clear tonight, low near 72. Sunny skies tomorrow. High should be around 89 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.